Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
It's always great to talk with you. You always have something interesting, including this from your column this morning, a pretty wild idea. Barrara running on the GOP ticket, something called fusion, and it involves Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Explain, sir.
Yes, intermediaries to Marcus Molinaro, who is the presumptive GOP nominee for governor, actually reached out to Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney who was fired by President Trump in 2017, and they said, do you want to run on a fusion ticket? They'd like to see if he would run for attorney general as a Republican, even though he's a Democrat. They feel that his record of going after corruption in Albany and other things they need would be a good fit. You know, Bharara didn't say no, but he didn't say yes either, and it's very, very unlikely that such a thing would happen, but it's an interesting idea.
Of course, Bharara was fired by President Trump, and presumably that matchup doesn't work.
Well, and look, you know, for someone like Molinaro, who is going to be tied to Trump, it wouldn't be a bad thing to be tied to Bharara on the ticket. But, you know, Bharara is going to run an anti-Trump campaign, if he ran at all. There's no guarantee he's going to run for attorney general on any party line. He says he hasn't ruled it out, but he certainly hasn't ruled it in either.
Well, we have a list of names that's before the legislature, candidates for the attorney general position that will be taking place tomorrow. Those interviews begin, and I noticed a couple of names, one that's on and one that's not. Let's start with the one that's not, Letitia James.
Letitia James, the New York City public advocate, for a while most people thought she was going to be the choice by the legislature, but in the end, she decided that there was going to be a lot of criticism. There are a lot of people who believe that the legislature should just appoint Barbara Underwood to fill out Eric Schneiderman's term, which ends at the end of the year. Underwood was the Solicitor General who was elevated to the acting Attorney General after Schneiderman resigned last week in the wake of that New Yorker, that bombshell New Yorker magazine story. So James decided that getting on the ballot, getting in the position a few months earlier would probably hurt her more than help her, as it would seem like a political deal, a backroom deal at that. So she decided not to seek it, and instead is expected to go into the Democratic convention next week as probably the favorite of getting the support of the party.
What about Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood?
Seems like the momentum is heading that she will get the bid to fill out Schneiderman's term for the rest of the year. She made the argument that she wants it, that she would not seek election to the position, and that she would just serve out the year and then go. That seems to be gaining traction as the Assembly and the legislature this week will interview 15 candidates for the position. But I would expect it's probably going to be Underwood.
Finally, just one more item. I noticed a firm headed by former digital director of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign will begin working this week with the Progressive Working Families Party, which of course backed Cynthia Nixon in the gubernatorial contest.
Yeah, they had been doing some work for Nixon's campaign while the digital operation got up and running, and now they're moving over to the Working Families Party to do work for them, not just on the Nixon campaign, but obviously that'll be a big part of it. It's headed by a guy named Kenneth Pennington, this firm, which he worked for the Bernie Sanders campaign as a digital director.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. For more on his stories, head to nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And there's more online at wamc.org. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.